Hello, Millennium Live listeners. Welcome back to another episode of Millennium Alliance Podcast. I'm your host, Connor Tuohy, and I'm happy to be back for another partnership series episode. We are discovering the truth behind social commerce. Does it work? And is it worth it? Those are the questions we're going to be asking today with our partner, Products Up, that powers commerce success by enabling the flow of perfect product content fully optimized for every channel and target consumer worldwide. I want to bring on our guest for today's show. Her name is Katie Morrow. She is the Director of Managed Services at Products Up. Katie, welcome to the podcast. It's so awesome to have you here, and I can't wait to talk all about social commerce with you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Connor, for having me.
So kind of just to dive right in, I think this is a great way to start about just the shopping capabilities on social channels like TikTok. They've kind of had a slow introduction into e-commerce, but they're there now. They're finally starting to take off. I even bought first Mets jacket on Instagram last year. So, you know, it's taken off now. So
absolutely.
Is social commerce a smart play for businesses? And, you know, what do enterprises stand to gain from this type of format?
Yeah, it's a great question. I would say that it depends on your audience, right? What segment are you looking at? I think social commerce is something different to each of the individual groupings. So some people are still calling it the Facebook, right? So if you're if your audience is still calling it the Facebook, you might have a problem. If they know it's Meta, that's awesome as well. TikTok Shops is the latest, greatest. Just got off of a big conference hosted by the Millennium Alliance, where TikTok was all the chatter. And then thinking about this past and recent Super Bowl, I think a lot of money was to be made on TikTok Shops. So is it right for your business? I think you have to evaluate it. And you have to be ready for what's new, and you have to be where your consumer is.
So from your experience talking to, I don't know how many customers you talk to on a daily basis, Katie, but I'm sure it's a lot. At Products Up, can you share some examples of brands that are finding success in this with social commerce?
Yeah, I think brands were a little slow to adapt. And I think a lot of that had to do with the technology to set these up, as well as being prepared for the orders and the inventory. And then really, what was their omni-channel strategy? So definitely finding beauty brands were at the forefront. And so we were seeing that the consumer or her was definitely ready to purchase and have that instant gratification when it came to social. So we saw beauty brands being some of the first earlier adopters to these newer technologies, which is just a real shoppable experience. And now we are seeing it flow through to some of the other social channels, and even including Pinterest, to believe it or not. So I think that the ability for the consumer to purchase that product for that project or for that event or for that time in their life is now. We saw a lot of that with the COVID times where people needed to get what they needed. So same day shippers became such a big thing. But now we really are back out in the environment and we're ready to purchase when we want an item. So we're seeing that it is definitely an omni-channel strategy based off of the vertical, your audience, and then are you ready to adopt to these new strategies and put money towards them?
Yeah, I want to dive into that. You mentioned a few, but what are the top social media channels for driving sales that you're seeing out there, Katie? And obviously it comes with advertising. So how are they balancing their advertising offers with selling?
Well, TikTok's the rage right now. Definitely. I know, you know, we send shopping feeds to all of the providers. So Pinterest, Meta, TikTok, X, having your products ready and in the face of your consumer where they are You have this audience that A, has a short attention span, but B, longevity on the device. So if your product, if they switch from a TikTok over to a X, is it still there and then resonating with them when they're ready to purchase? So it really is about diversifying those products on all the channels so that you really are building that brand recognition amongst each of the social channels. It's a big responsibility for that product.
Yeah, it is. And I'm actually curious then, how does social shopping fit into this larger omni-channel strategy that businesses might be testing out? Where does that fit?
Yeah, so I mean, the strategy in the past was that you drive to site, right? So those clicks were going right to the site. You may lose your consumer before they actually are going to purchase. In this case, they really have that ability to purchase now. And these channels are offering some really deep discounts on that brand, retailer, or manufacturer can take advantage of. So an example would be, let's say you sell home goods and home products, and they could buy on a marketplace or they could buy on your social channel. You're able to discount that item on the social channel. And so that has really incentivized these brands to be early adopters, because they're seeing those testing phases are leading to actual revenue. So I think that, you know, it is absolutely a strategy that is working to the benefit of the bottom line. Before we were really seeing increased traffic numbers from social, now we're actually seeing dollars.
And that's great news. But in terms of how these strategies are implemented, there are some challenges, I'm sure, that come along the way. So what challenges that you're seeing out there, Katie, that businesses might be facing in terms of selling on social media?
It's not an all catalog strategy. And I think that in the past, we've really seen retailers say, well, I'm going to send all products and then see what happens. I think you do need to have a strategic approach to launching these programs, where maybe you're selling your top category or maybe your top 10 products. And that way, you're not really trying to cast such a wide net. So when we strategize with our retailers, we want to let them know they don't have to send, for example, every variant of that top selling shirt necessarily. But when it comes to shoppable ads, maybe they need to be sending their top selling size. So how can you bring that catalog of 50,000 products down to maybe the top 25 in order to get yourself ready for a bigger shoppable experience in the testing phase? Because there is a lot of heavy lifting that goes into setting up a TikTok shop, for example. It's not an overnight experience for these retailers. So maybe you do the top products or a product that you want to test versus an all-in approach.
I think that's a great idea. And, you know, when it comes to these challenges, I think it's a great time to introduce some partners and technology that's out there in order to help with these challenges. And I think it's a great time to mention Products Up and all the great work that's being done there. So Katie, you of all people should know the kinds of tools that are out there to support brands and retailers who are looking to leverage social media, and how advanced technology, of course, we're probably talking about AI and of the like, are used in order to help conquer those challenges.
Well, I've been in the industry for 15 years, and what I have come to realize is all the data is dirty. It is dirty. It's the dirty, dirty data secret. So utilizing tools that are able to normalize and optimize and cleanse that product data before it gets to your consumer is really critical to quality. Also engaging partners when it comes to inventory management, order management, making sure that you are ready to give that consumer the best experience is critical, because you could lose them in these newer technologies if you're not fulfilling their understanding of your brand in a brick and mortar type experience. So I think, to your point, Connor, making sure that you have trust in your partners, that they are very transparent in what they are giving you and the results that they're driving. If you are in the testing phase and trying to use AI technologies, are you out there in the market shopping your own stuff and making sure that it looks and feels and resonates with where you want to take that brand in the future? NFTs come to mind. So NFTs were the biggest thing 2 years ago, and now they're gone, but they could come back. I felt the same way about the QR code. When everybody was getting a QR code, I was like, when are we going to use this? And now I see them everywhere. As these new technologies emerge, I would say you don't necessarily have to be an adopt and win, but an adopt and strategize.
Well, speaking of the evolution of things and the Facebook, I'm just kind of curious how social shopping has evolved, specifically in the last 2 years. I know we mentioned about how it was kind of sluggish to start, and now, you know, you're seeing it all the time, and consumers are actually using social media to shop. So what are the most recent changes in this space? And I'm interested in hearing what we could see throughout the course of 2024.
Influencers, brand ambassadors. It is about the face being recognized and then the trust that someone puts in the face. Again, kind of referencing the big game. You know, if a celebrity is evangelizing for your brand, it seems to really drive traffic. So who are your brand ambassadors? How are they representing your brand on social? How can that then resonate to the shoppable experience? Again, with the vertical, I would say, of beauty, this is really a big driving factor from multi-generations, where you're seeing veteran actors and actresses who are brand ambassadors, and then you're seeing younger generation brand ambassadors who are driving sales in the hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, just by using a face cream. I would say engage your brand ambassadors. Find those people, such as yourself, right, doing podcasts, to really represent your brand, push product, and then be able to track and see what those revenue increases are. That has changed, in my opinion. Gone are the days where a brand was just known for being a good brand. Stanley Cups come to mind. They've been Stanley Cups for, you know, 50 plus years. And one social post drove millions in dollars of sales for all generations, including Gen Alpha. So all of my daughter's friends and her are toting their 40-ounce Stanleys now.
Well, the power of influencers and brand ambassadors. I think you hit the nail on the head there, Katie. And I think that it's a good segue into last question. I always like to end the podcast on a kind of a future question or something along the wisdom. And I think I'm going to gear towards the wisdom piece here. And I think you might have mentioned it already, but if you could give one piece of advice to brands, retailers who are kind of jumping into this and looking to get started with social shopping, curious, Katie, what comes to mind and what would it be?
Pick a product, just one. You don't need to do it all at once. I see a lot of internet bloat when it comes to products. And I think when you're trying to strategize an omni-channel presence, pick a product and then follow the journey of that product to the consumer and what that looks like. You know, one of the things we evangelize for here is that it is a product to consumer journey. And I think that we forget that and try to send everything at once. So for me, test, find a product, test it on all the channels, right? See what that looks like. What does it feel like? Who's it resonating with? What does the experience feel like from the inventory side, from the order side? What if I need to return it? So what do returns feel like? And does it really represent what I want for the rest of the catalog? So in the future, I do want people to be able to bring their catalogs down so that they can determine what's working, why it's working, and how it worked, so that they then can expand on that and see those revenue dollars come in.
Katie Morrow, Director of Managed Services at ProductsUp. Thank you so much for joining Millennium Live and discussing all about social commerce and the evolution of this. And I can't wait to see where it's going and just all the great work that's being done at ProductsUp. It's important for our listeners to know that there's solutions like ProductsUp out there and that there's a way to get involved. So thanks so much. And Katie, I hope there's a part two to this at some point. I would love to maybe regroup at the end of the year and see the updates.
Absolutely. I can't wait to hear what you buy.